And so we can post it on the website. And I just want everybody to know that, so that if anyone wasn't able to join us tonight, they can obviously view the recording of this meeting. So with that, I'm going to mute everybody if they're not already muted. All right, I think everybody is muted now except for me. This year is, you know, before I start my presentation, this year is definitely a year that is different than anything I've been through, that anybody else has been through as far as process for having a district budget vote. This is a hearing, not a budget meeting. And so we won't be voting tonight. It's informational in nature. We're not holding a budget validation referendum. We are holding a budget referendum, which is a completely different process by statute. So you will be voting on July the 14th at your town office. Absentee ballots are already available for anyone that wanted to vote absentee. So it is a different process than we typically go through. And those of you that have been through it know that usually we would be voting on each of the articles tonight. And then you would do a validation, a simple yes or no, at the actual written ballot. There are three questions on the ballot this year instead of the one question that you typically see. So with that being said, it's been a learning process on what this needs to look like and be like for everybody, so bear with me. I would like to share a presentation, so I'm going to share my screen right now. Give me just a second to do that. No, don't want that one. Just one second. Do from the start. There we go. So this is a presentation that I put together that hopefully answers some of the questions for folks. And if it doesn't, it may raise some questions that you can ask at the end. So Maine's funding formula, I have just one slide. I promise I won't get into the details of Maine's school funding formula because it is complicated. They use something called Essential Programs and Services. It's been in place since 2006. It shares the cost of education between the state and the locals. And that cost determination or the sharing determination is really based on a couple of factors. There's something called the mill rate expectation. In other words, every community must raise at least that many mills for the purpose of education. This year, we saw a drop in what that expectation is. It went from 8.28 mills last year to 8.18 mills this year. As a preliminary number, and I say that because the budget, the state funding printout or cost share is not final. It may be next May before we get a final. They project and they are saying and telling us that this is a real number. We hope that it is because it was beneficial for this community, but it is something that can change from now until they decide they've got a final number. The other thing that impacts the cost sharing is the valuation of the municipality. Andover actually rose in valuation from $77 billion to from $77 million to $79 million over the last year. So there was a growth in Andover, and that valuation, it implies that Andover has more ability to pay a larger share of their cost of public education. So some factors that came into play for us is that we increased, our average population of students increased from 23.5 in the previous printout to 30 in this printout. We actually ended the year with 36 students. We're anticipating at this point 35 students coming back in the fall. We also made sure that all of the coding for all of our staff, every staff member, was completely 100% accurate. And that really impacts the amount of money we get for state funding. And so our increase for state funding went from $26,367 per student to $34,000 per student. So that is before they factor in the valuation. And our basic count numbers, you can see the increase from 402.7 to 443. And then they have these things called weighted counts. So we get extra money if students are free and reduced lunch, if they are a certain age group, there's extra funding. Those are all weighted counts, and we get additional funds for that. That increased about $14,000 this year. We are what they call an isolated small school. And so the state was generous in how they funded that, and it has a relationship to our population as well. So that went up about another $10,000 this year. And special education is a reimbursement model. And what that means is if you spend it this year, then you get the money back the next year. And you actually get an inflationary factor with that. So we increased another $14,000 in state funding there. All in all, our final state funding went up from $79,900 to $160,700. So it was quite a significant increase, and it really is making sure every single piece of data is absolutely perfect. All right, just one second. So as we put together this budget, we had some goals. And one of those goals was to make sure that we maintain good staff ratios. And that's a real blessing for us right now as we're thinking about social distancing, and that we can offer what I would consider a small school experience to children. We also wanted to make sure that our program was completely comprehensive and that we could offer music and phys ed and art and all of those components to our students. And so those are factored into this budget. One of the most unique factors, I think, for Andover is that you give school choice for those students in grades 6 through 12. And it really is school choice. Parents can determine which school they want their child to go to, and the district pays the state tuition fees for that particular school system. It's quite an asset to parents. A piece that is always a dilemma is, you know, older buildings needing continual growth and upgrades. And so we made sure that there were some facilities upgrades in this budget. And we are hoping to, and we've asked the voters to increase our reserve for our capital projects, which are major projects that we might do for the facility, by $50,000. We do anticipate that there may be a possible budget upgrade in the near future. And lastly, I can't help myself when I'm dealing with budgets. I look at every efficiency that I can find. Whoops, one second here. I've got so many screens open that it's... there we go. Some things that are in this budget, we are going to do some accessibility things, a stair rail. We are going to need to make sure we have either a new wash machine or a dryer or some combination thereof. We've been doing some painting, repairing our steps, and we would like to purchase a stove for the kitchen. We have just a hot plate at this point in time. We also are purchasing doing the buyout for the main laptop program. And so we will own all of the computers at this this point in time through this budget process. We know that we need supplies. And so we budgeted the a proportionate amount that we have in the past for our regular supplies. With that being said, we are being very cautious as we think about spending going into this summer, because we are only buying what we absolutely need to start the school year. A big factor for Andover, because we offer school choice, is the amount of money that it takes for tuition for our students in grades 6 through 12, and it's approximately $350,000. And then I put in there again that increase in capital reserve. I wasn't trying to be redundant, but that is a big factor in this budget. So let's look at the budget comparison, and you're going to notice something that rarely do you notice in a budget comparison, that everything dropped, pretty much everything dropped down. Two or three of the accounts actually have some increase, and I'll explain those as I go through. So our regular instruction account actually decreased, and that is simply a reflection of changes in salary and benefits of folks, and whether they're paid out of a grant or paid out of the local budget. So it is that is the total change in that particular account. With that being said, special education, you're going to see an increase, and the cost of doing special education, and we have students that we pay special education costs in from pre-K to grade 12. So some of that is tuition special education costs, and some of it is local special education costs. And the more students we have, the higher those costs tend to be. You may ask yourself, so is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? So let me just tell you this. Remember, I said special education is a reimbursement model, and that's a positive thing. So if we actually raise and spend more money in special education, it comes back to us a year from now. So if any account had to be increased, it would be, you know, that would be a good account to have increased. We saw a decrease in our CTE, and that is a reflection of the proportional amount that you pay for the CTE program. And so that did decrease this year. Other instruction is down some. We don't feel that we'll be offering as many opportunities for co and extracurricular as we have in the past, and simply the nature of things at this point in time. Student and staff support, you're going to notice that one is up. Let me talk about that one. That one is our nursing, our social worker, those services, and we feel like that account should be up because we think that there'll be some needs there that, you know, as we started the budget process, we didn't really anticipate, but we are at this point in time. System administration is down, not much, but it is down, and that simply is an actual cost amount. School administration is down some. Again, that has to do with the fact that I'm filling a few roles. And so with that being said, our cost of having other people do the work has decreased. Transportation is down some, actually quite a lot. And with that, we are actually hoping to increase the amount of transportation that we offer our families. But we paid off a bus, and so our bus payment is no longer factored into that particular account. Our facilities is up. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. You know, just the cost of some of the new chemicals and those kinds of things that we are needing are up. And so we have seen an increase in the facilities maintenance line. So the total budget is probably not something you're used to seeing, although you have seen it over time. It's down $23,000 for the regular budget, $23,700. And the food service is actually also down $5,000. And that is really a reflection of we've been very fortunate in our funding for food service, and we've been able to get maximize our reimbursement, and we're in good shape with our food service program, and it was felt that we could decrease $5,000 of tax money to support food service. The total budget, therefore, is down $28,711. All right, just one second. I got to go to the next slide. So that's the good news. So the good news is the budget's down. Let's talk about, and the board will understand this piece. There's always two sides to a budget. So there's the cost side and there's the revenue side that offsets that. So as I said, you know, our budget is down, but when we thought about our balances, and these are balances that have been audited. They're not this current year's balance. They're the previous year's because they were audited, and you never want to use money that you don't have an audited amount for. It was felt that we could take $150,000 out of our unassigned fund balances to reduce taxes for the local citizens. So we have put $150,000 in there, which is a good amount. However, last year you put a lot more in there because you had a larger audited amount. So that automatically put us as a little deficit on the revenue side of things. So the next line you're going to see, and you may not have seen it labeled like this because I haven't seen this language in the documents that I've seen. There's this thing called required local contribution. And basically that's this rule. If you want the state money, you got to raise at least that amount of money or you don't get the state money. So the two lines here, the required local and the state contribution, have a direct relationship. So this year, in order to get $160,771, we have to raise $647,174. So that's important. You're going to see that decrease in nutrition that we're asking folks to raise. And the required, if you take the total budget and you take away what's required for the state, for the state contribution, what the required local contribution is, and the nutrition amount, you get this thing called additional local contribution. And that went up $48,633 this year. So the additional local is up some. And so, as I said, and you can see our budget is down, but our funding, our revenue sources are also down. And so there is an increase this year. It went up $50,763 over the previous year for the local contribution, some of which is mandated, some of it's because of unassigned fund balance, and then, you know, some of that is offset by the additional state money. So I'm very proud of this particular chart because this is almost the ideal. If you add in our regular instruction, our special education instruction, our career and technical instruction, our other instruction, and our student and staff support are all direct services to children, direct services. It's about 66% of the budget. And this is a perfect wheel because you should be spending, the state says at least 50% for the direct impact to students. We're spending 66%. And this is not a wheel that I see in lots of other places. So this tells me the focus has been providing the quality education for students. So, and it shows in this wheel. And with that, I'm going to unshare my screen. Give me just one second. All right. And I'm going to, anybody that wants to be unmuted, I can unmute everybody. There's not that many people on tonight. And if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to try to answer them.
So Sue, just to reiterate, the Our budget was down. Our school budget was down, but the funding we get from the state was also down. And that is what actually made the increase of the budget by 50,000.
No, actually the amount of money we're getting from the state is up, but our revenue from unassigned fund balances is down.
Okay.
Any questions, anyone? You can either, if you know how to use the chat, you can, or if you click on participants, you can raise your hand and I'll call on you that way, or you can simply speak out. I think we're a small enough group, so if you just want to ask a question, you can do that.
I think Tim's trying to ask something, perhaps.
Tim?
I do.
Hi, no. Tim.
No questions.
No questions.
Oh, okay. Oh, there it is.
Is that your dog, Tim?
Yes.
I'll mute you if you'd like.
You're right.
Lendl, do you have any questions? Oh, you okay? So Lendl has the barking dogs. All right. Does anybody, Dwayne? Do you have any questions?
The only question I had, but you already answered it. I didn't know the answer to it. Was the transportation costs went down? But you answered that we lost a bus payment. So
yeah, we own the bus now, so that's gone away, and that really was the answer right there. We have posted for a part-time driver in the hopes that we can provide transportation to RSU-10 next year. So, or at least to meet the bus. I should say it that way, to meet the bus for RSU-10. If anybody knows of any drivers out there, send them our way. All right. Is there anything else that I can do for questions for anybody? I have lots of documents here. Hopefully my newsletter was helpful to everybody. I think it had a lot of the pertinent information in it. I tried anyway. I will remind everybody that there are three questions, and if you don't mind, I'd like to go over those three questions. So one of them is the total budget. So for education, so do you approve the $1,156,578 for the cost of all of those cost centers we just reviewed. The second question is about the school nutrition, and that has to be a separate question. And it asks, do you approve of spending $40,000? And if you add that $40,000 and the first number together, you'll get that total budget that I talked about. To pay for the school nutrition additional support at the local share. And the third question is, do you approve transferring $50,000 from our unassigned fund balances into the capital reserve account for any kind of emergency or unexpected capital need for the district? And I looked up, just so you know, last year I wasn't here, but you put $100,000 into your capital reserve account. So that gives you $150,000. That would address some major needs if we had them. And we obviously don't have to take it all. We would only take what we need for a project that had to happen. And I'm guessing, the amount that we're putting in this year would pretty much be gone if we have to put in a new boiler and heating system. And so we still need that reserve, and that's always a good thing. None of us know what could happen to the building. And so, if there's ever a place that you should have a good reserve, and that is your your capital improvement. And even brand new schools, in my opinion, need a capital improvement fund because you just don't know. All right. And like I said, you can vote anytime if you want to do absentee. You can vote on July the 14th. It's open for all day long, 8 to 8. And I encourage everyone to get the word out and go vote. Oops, there's Marsha. Board members, you have anything you want to say?
I think you did a great job. Thank you. It was very well presentation. Very good job.
Thank you.
I think we've got, with this year's budget, I think we've got all the bases pretty well covered for what we know we're going to have to pay for and what we think we might have to pay for. I'm very comfortable with this year's budget. I think we'll do as well with this budget as we have past budgets, and being efficient, being straightforward, and keep care of the checkbook. I think we're doing a pretty good job, and thank you, Sue, for all you've done to make this all happen.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, Marsha's on. I don't know if she has any questions that she'd like to ask. Marsha, do you have a question?
Do you have any questions? I have a question. I would like to say that as a citizen of the town, I appreciate where it has been a few years, actually, a little more. And we
Is there any way you could type that in the chat box? It came in really, really broken. I don't know if anybody else heard. Did anybody else understand that?
Very broken.
Okay. Marsha, can you hear me?
I'm typing it.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
We'll wait just a second while she types that into the chat box. Yeah, we can hear her typing. Hey.
Now you'll hear me when I'm off the typing.
Ouch. Oh, can everyone see the chat?
Nope.
Okay, let me read it to you. I want to make sure you know what she said. So Marsha said, as a citizen, I appreciate that you have kept the budget at the same level as previous years. And as a teacher in the district, I appreciate that you were able to continue to provide our students with everything that they need. So thank you, Marsha.
Thank you.
The board's worked really hard on this budget, so.
Thank you very much.
All right. If there's nothing else, Paula, I'll turn it back to you. Is there anything that you need from us or?
No, all we need to do is have an adjournment, I believe.
Right. And I do want to say, if people have questions about the budget, or if anybody hits you up on the street, please send them my way. I am more than happy to try to answer any questions that folks have. I want people to be informed voters. That's just who I am. And please send them my way. I'm not afraid to try to answer their questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll try to find it.
Great.
Okay. I think we're done.
And I would just like to encourage everyone to spread the word, to get out and vote, because of this year, the special circumstances we're in. I fear for a small turnout, and we really need to have the input from the town on this. So just everybody you see, just encourage it.
And so this is also the Republican primary. And I don't know what your percentage of Republicans are in the town of Andover, but many of the Republicans will turn out to vote that day, and hopefully they'll also cast a ballot for the school budget.
I think I'm the only one.
Oh, you're it. Oh, Pete, something tells me that's not true. Okay. All right, everyone. So I'm going to stop the recording, and I will be posting this, as I said, on the district website. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.